Tupac, you may be killing my...
Look, these movements, this Tea Party movement is largely novices, relatively politically unsophisticated.
I didn't compare. I said, we're going to remember Obama, the date of...
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace?
You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
It's stupid.
Most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals, civilization.
World famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The only news talk and entertainment show that knows what the hell it's talking about. The only news talk and entertainment show where truth is our bitch each and every night here. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Coming on the line here with us in a few minutes, Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. And this is a problem you might have read about back east. Similar problem in California at CK Corona Middle School, where they're having a snowball. Apparently, one of the students wanting to attend is a young lesbian student. At this particular school, though, unlike the school that has been in the news in Mississippi, and the young lady who is a lesbian wanting to go to her prom, that was the subject of a major court challenge, actually. The ACLU got involved, and as of today, I believe the ruling was the young lady had the constitutional right to go to her prom, but the school did not have to, or the school could not be compelled to have a prom. So while she did have the constitutional right to attend a prom, the school canceled the prom, and the judge is not going to force this Mississippi district to hold that prom. However, finding the lesbian students' rights had been violated. So it's, it's really interesting, man. It's what makes this country great. It's what makes a horse race. Mr. Bozell on the line. His daughter goes to CK Corona Middle School in Corona, California. And this is not a situation, Steve, that you were saying. This is not a situation where there's a court challenge, or that this girl is being, she's not being allowed to be, to attend this dance. It was simply a parents versus the administration situation, right?
The dances for 14-year-old girls and boys. These are the ninth graders at the CK Corona Middle School. And my daughter was part of the planning committee for this. Now, she has a Gail Corner, who is a teacher, and she is a, I found out subsequent to this, an out lesbian. I got a call from Miss Corner and from the headmaster, Gerald Stanger, at the school to report on Monday at 9 a.m. and go directly to the classroom for the re-education at that time.
But you got to take me back, okay?
Yes, sir.
Take me back to how this all started, because your daughter was part of the planning committee?
Yes, my daughter was on the planning committee for their snowball. It's the last dance of the winter season that they have, and she was home, and I had seen the story about the girl in Mississippi, and she told me about this girl, Gina, who is also a lesbian. And I said, well, you don't know if she's a lesbian, and I made the statement, and I know how bad it sounds now, because I didn't know really what I was saying, because I said that, you know, that when you say that Gina's a lesbian, she's chosen that, and she may chose another lifestyle later on.
Okay, so you believe that this girl's lesbian orientation was, in fact, a lifestyle choice.
That's what I believed at that time. And my daughter, I'll never forget the look she gave me. I love my daughter very much. And to have a girl look at you with eyes that say you are not my father, you're some, almost like you're an imbecile that I need to, put in an institution or something.
Your daughter looked at you with contempt.
It wasn't even contempt. My daughter looked at me as if I was what they used to call in the old days an imbecile boy or an idiot boy. And I said, why are you looking at me like I'm an idiot boy? And she said to me that she was going to go to school and have to report this to Miss Stanger, to Miss Corner, and also to Mr. Stanger, and that they would be in touch. And I didn't know. I talked to my wife about it,
So your daughter said to you, after you said that this girl, Gina, who is the lesbian student, correct?
Her name is Gina Humphreys.
And all right. Well, I don't know whether we should have said that or not.
It's well known to the parents, and they also spoke to the press about it.
All right. You said to your daughter that this girl's lifestyle was chosen, and that's when your daughter gave you a look, you say, like you were some kind of a idiot boy, as you put it, and she went to school.
But she did say that they'd be in touch. And that's when I received a phone call about 3 hours later at my office. I have a construction office grown up, and I answered it because my our executive secretary was out to lunch, so I answered my own phone. It's B&B Construction. I had this woman, Gail Dorner, who I've come to find out is a lesbian also.
Do you find some significance in that, sir, because you mentioned this twice?
Well, at the time I did. I don't anymore. But at the time I thought that they were, they were trying to surround me with them or something, or bringing the lesbian pressure to bear or something.
That they were getting lesbians to call you to convince you of what? That it's not a lifestyle choice?
I didn't know. She told me that I was to be at the school at 9 a.m. on Monday and go first to Mr. Stanger's office and then go directly to the classroom. My daughter's grade level is 9A and for re-education. I went down there and...
Do you know what re-education is? So the kids told you and the teacher told you to go to the classroom Monday morning at 9 a.m. for re-education.
Yes, sir. And I know from... Because I do watch the Glenn Beck Show.
The Glenn Beck Show?
Yes, sir. That... A lot of words are code words for the socialism. Social justice is a code word, and I've learned a lot. But when they said re-education, I thought, naturally,
What were you thinking about, like the Khmer Rouge or something?
One of the communist ideas. So I went into the classroom, and they set about to talking to me about this lesbian, Jenny Humphreys. They convinced me that she was she could go to this dance, that she was a lesbian from birth. The girl wants to go dressed in a suit, and she wants to bring a gay boy with her who dresses as a woman, and she wants to use the male restroom. Now, all of these things I would have totally been against.
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. Hearing what you just said, as much as I am in favor of gay rights and in favor of young gay people and lesbians being raised in such a way so they don't hate themselves, I don't know, man, about kids saying that I want to dress. This is a girl, right?
Yes, sir. She's a girl. Well, hold on, Mr. Andy, because you got to understand something. She wants to present as a man. She's a lesbian and she's a female, but she wanted to wear a very nice wool suit and bring a gay man who wanted to be in a dress.
And she wants to use the male restroom.
You have to understand something, that this is an orientation from birth.
No, I know. I believe that. I understand that. All right, so...
You have to have unconditional acceptance, and I did not have that. I did not have that. We have to have more re-education before we have more parenting. We need more mandatory education, Mr. Hendry, on GLBTQ issues, and we need a little bit less parenting, a little more re-education on the GLBTQ issues, because whether just like what you just done right there, you know.
Well, I don't think I need re-education. I think that, you have a high school setting. You have minors. These are not adults. They're minors. And kids have got to be brought up to speed on things. You don't just drop things on them and say, here is the new paradigm. This is a girl, okay, fine. She wants to use the boy's head, maybe not.
Well, at the school, I was told that she would be allowed to use this. CK Corona Middle School is a very progressive school that my wife enjoyed, and I've had battles up and down the line with these people. But when I was brought into the classroom, and I was told by the students...
You all right?
It's a little bit emotional. I was told by the students that all I'd been doing is gay bashing, and that a girl wants to go to a dance in a suit, and that I didn't want my daughter to go to that dance, that I was no better than the doctors that used to castrate homosexuals in hospital.
And come on, Steve, that's not the case at all.
No, sir, it is. It is. And Mr. Henry, you have to accept that about, possibly about you. I don't know if it...
That is not true about me at all. I know that. I am in favor of gay rights. I'm just questioning whether a young lesbian, a minor girl at a high school, should use the man's head.
She's in a suit, okay?
I don't care if she's in a suit. You talking about a suit with a tie?
Yes, sir, a suit, a three-piece suit. It's got a vest. It's a wool suit with a vest pinstripe.
And a gay guy is going to be her date, and he's in a dress. Does he get to use the girl's bathroom?
I don't know. I would imagine. But you know, you're getting very excited. I think you need to calm down.
And I'm calm. I'm absolutely calm.
To be educated, to know that there was a time when I thought it was a lifestyle choice, it made me no better than those doctors back in the 50s that would castrate gay men or put them through electroshock.
I don't think you're that. I don't even think those doctors knew what they were doing. I can't say that they're evil, and I don't think you're evil. All right?
You don't understand. This young boy, Randall, told me, he said that I hate gay people because I have repressed.
That you're a repressed homosexual? You're letting a 14-year-old kid...
Well, these are ninth graders, yeah.
A 14-year-old kid tell you that you're a repressed homosexual and that you're no better than the doctors that used to castrate and give electroshock to gay men in the 50s.
Sir, you have to face... I'm just saying that you have to face your demons. And
you didn't think you were?
No, sir, I did not. And my daughter helped me.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. You know, the most significant thing that he said there, we need more re-education and less parenting. Your calls for Stephen Bozell at 877-876-PHIL. So what we're talking about here is a man who believed at one point that homosexuality was a lifestyle choice until his daughter talked to her school about him. He went down to her school, and the kids in a re-education session convinced him that it's a sexual orientation and that a young lesbian student should be allowed to go to their dance wearing a wool suit, use the man's head, and bring a gay guy in a dress. And this is healthy, huh? 877, I guess it is, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, talking with Stephen Bozell here. Now, at the middle school that his daughter goes to there, which is CK Corona in Corona, California, they're having their snowball. This is a formal dance for the 14-year-olds, and one of the students is a lesbian student, much like the case in Mississippi. This girl's name is Jenny. She's going to go to the dance. There's no court case here, Steve, right?
No, sir, there's not.
All right, so there's no legal challenge here. And I'm not saying that's because it's California. This is a very progressive public school, though, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Well, my wife was the first one to find a school and wanted to put the kids there. It's very progressive, and they have they do have re-education seminars on that I found out about GLBTQ issues. And my daughter and her schoolmates have directed the school to make funds available so that I can.
These are the things that I put up a red flag. The school, these are 14-year-old kids directing the school that you be re-educated?
The students voted for funds being made available for my re-education. But they have these...
To me, that's a red flag.
Why is that, sir?
The kids are directing that you be re-educated about these matters. But let me ask you something. You say these are seminars?
Yeah, yes, sir.
So there's more than one adult?
Parents, and I've since enjoyed them very much, and that I wish that you'd hear what I'm saying, because I'm not opposed to this at all. If this helps me, it brings me closer to my daughter and my son. I felt that being gay was a lifestyle choice when I attended the re-education seminar, and I spoke with Gail Corner, who is a lesbian, and Gerald Stanger, who's the headmaster. And they explained to me how Jenny would, which of the male bathrooms she'd be using, the suit she was going to wear. They had a photograph of it, and I understood then. And they told me that unconditional acceptance was the only way. And then I had resisted it. And so we need more mandatory education. I'm happier today than I've ever been.
And you're happier today. You were convinced by Corner and Stanger that you needed re-education.
But that this, after they showed me the suit, and they showed me which way from the south end of the building that she'd be going into the boys' bathroom.
And see, that's another thing. Did they take you into the? So this is the headmaster of the school. After you realize that gay people are born that way, it's not a nice lifestyle choice. They took you into where the dance is.
Yeah, it's the gymnasium.
In the gymnasium, and showed you where this girl dressed in a wool suit would be going into the boys' bathroom.
They wanted me to see. Yes, sir. They wanted me to see the approach. What was the approach? Was she coming up to the south side, going through a large contingency of students, and also the boy in a dress? And so, once I saw that, I felt better about it. But when they didn't allow me to see it, and when Randall was telling me that I had repressed homosexual issues, I was worried. But after I accepted the criticism, and I went with Mr. Stanger and Ms. Corner over to the gymnasium to see whether it was a southerly approach toward the men's bathroom, I did feel better.
This kid Randall is how old?
He's 14.
So here, once again, I want to get back to this kid who said to you that you've got repressed homosexual issues, and then you go and you see this gymnasium. At what point did you, so you never realized that you were being talked to by kids?
Mr. Henry, I know they're kids, but the fact is that...
Yes, they're kids, and there are kids. They're your kids, and they don't have the life experience to tell you whether you have repressed homosexual issues.
I believe they do, and I'll tell you why. When you're so full of stupidity about what a gay is, a child can help you. They've accepted this Jenny Humphreys. She wants to bring the boy in a dress. She wants to wear an F. Lee Bailey look or something. How much better than us are they that they're that accepting? Our children are so far above us, so far above us.
I don't think so. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go over to Al in San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Al.
Hi, this is Al from San Diego. I had a comment. I was listening a few minutes ago to the gentleman that was on air about he believed he had demons in him and things like that, that a 14-year-old told him I don't know what.
No, sir. I felt that I had the demon of ignorance about gay, about homosexuals being a lifestyle choice.
From what I heard, I don't think anyone should be told demons are in you and you're outrageous. And the way you sound on air, it's like you're halfway depressed and distraught about a 14-year-old telling you this and that. When I don't know how obvious it could be that a girl dressed up in a suit and a guy dressed up in a dress. I mean, to me, that's a spectacle, and it's a little outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for gay,
exactly.
Right? I have many, many friends that are homosexual and everything else, and it's no problem. But, I mean, when it's a spectacle like that, I mean, no one should tell you you have demons and everything else. So I just found that outrageous.
When I said to my daughter, but you have to understand something. She was saying to me that the girl is a lesbian and wanted to present as not just a male, but as a prominent male. She wanted to present as F. Lee Bailey. And I found that was crazy, too. But when I went down and I was educated, re-educated on GLBTQ. Have you been through GLBTQ re-education, sir?
No, I haven't.
I doubt very seriously that the caller is...
I don't feel I need to be.
Are you a father, or do you have children, or any
No. I'm a guy in my 20s. I don't have anything like that. But, I mean, I have a lot of friends that are homosexual and everything else.
Yes, sir. Well, she wanted to present. And I said to my daughter, I said, well... So I went down and I talked to this one boy, Bradley, who told me he felt that I was repressed homosexual and I might have some sexual deviance in me. And
see, this is the thing that I don't get, man. This is a 14-year-old kid telling you this, yeah. That you're repressed homosexual.
Well, this is a boy who took one look at me and said, and you know how kids are, he said, man, you are jacked up, you know, is the way he said it.
Well, why would you even take that into when is it normal to see? I mean, it now in our age, I believe it's very acceptable to see homosexuals and everything like that. But when is it normal to see a girl dressed in a suit and a guy dressed in a dress and everything else? To me, that's just outrageous. Yeah.
But we're supposed to because of our country.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You got to open up your mind.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. We're speaking with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, about the situation at his daughter's middle school. This is CK Corona, California, CK Corona Middle School, where they're having a middle school or junior high school dance. It is their snowball, Steve, so it's a winter dance.
Yes, sir. It is their last little formal dance, the first formal dance, really, these young people have.
So it's a formal dance for 14-year-olds, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you have a situation there. It is not dissimilar to the Mississippi school where there is a lesbian student, but there is no problem. She is not legally barred from going to the prom, but she does want to present as a man, as you say, and her date wants to present. This is a boy?
It's a young gay, and he wanted to present as Princess Diana, and they went round and round about this. Now, I'm not saying, all I'm saying is that when we got our mandatory re-education, we realized unconditional acceptance is so much healthier. I've convinced parents that we need to take these re-education seminars on the GLBTQ issues. I have for my daughter and for her classmates. And on the ballot in November, Phil, we are very much hoping that we get on the ballot because we are collecting signatures now for a mandatory funding for public school students to get GLBTQ issues, to understand them and how we want to present it. As different women have, not me, but, you know, if you're a man and you want to be a woman.
And this is going to be on the ballot at a time when people are going crazy about funding and money and taxes, when we haven't got nickel one to spend on this. A GLBTQ re-education seminar, mandatory for public school students, it'll never pass.
You know what? We've spent too much time being against gays. All the political correctness aside, you know, I talked to Mr. Nathan, and I said that I wanted to say I'd spoken to him, but I said, I spooked to you, okay? It was a mistake that I made because I was so nervous, I didn't know the tense of the word. When I said I'd spooked you, he thought I was being racial. And I said to him, how can I call a white man a spook? And you know, that just diffused everything.
And I don't understand your story and what that has to do with.
I'm saying that if you just are honest with people, I said to him, I had spooked you, and I want to say I had spoken to you. He got offended. He filed a grievance with the GLBTQ board.
Is he gay?
No, but that's the only board that he could apply to because he's not black. And so I said, you're white. How would I want to call? I wouldn't call you a spook. I wouldn't call you a spook in a month of Sundays. And we shook hands, and it was a misunderstanding.
Well, I don't understand what that has to do with it. Let's get back to the issue of gay people. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is Aaron in Redondo Beach, California, listening on KTLK. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
My comment is that I actually think this guy is quite open-minded. I think re-education is the wrong term. The fact that you're saying that he shouldn't be open to these ideas, or maybe it's the re-education term. If civil rights, if young people hadn't stepped forward and made the older generation realize their past mistakes, how would we have ever gotten to where we are now?
That's my point, ma'am. You know.
Well, let me. I'm going to ask Aaron.
Totally
let me
agree
ask
with
Aaron.
You.
I want to ask Aaron a question, okay?
Yeah, but she's the first one to call up and agree with me, Mr. Hendry.
No, I know, and Aaron, a minor. She's 14 years of age. is out, and it is her constitutional right, as we've seen at least in the case of Mississippi, to be out and to attend a dance. And they're not keeping her from doing that.
Of course.
But she wants to present as a, hold on, so she now wants to use the boys' restroom dressed as F. Lee Bailey. Is that what you said?
No, sir. She wanted to present as a male that she admired, so she's wearing a three-piece suit.
Well, I think that's a separate issue, being able to use the restroom.
But that's the issue we're talking about. That's the issue we're talking about. Yeah, I've got nothing against this girl. I've got nothing against the girl being gay.
No, but Mr. Henry won't allow the girl to present. My daughter tells me the gay boy she's taking is going to look like Princess Diana. And
do you want that boy to use the girl's bathroom?
Why can't he use the girl's bathroom?
Using the boy's bathroom as a man versus using it as a woman, it's going to be a different experience. Does she have a funnel? Is she going to use the urinal? Guess what? Chances are she's going to use a stall where it's shut. How is that any different than using a public male-female restroom?
Maybe it's no different. Maybe it's no different. But there's also this, the fact that... maybe it's no different. You know, you guys are probably right.
It is
right.
No different. Now, granted, Steve, cannot use it like a man. I think that's what you're thinking about. Pull it out.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
You don't have the parts to do so.
Well, wait a minute. What if she decides to leave the door open or something? You know, guys do leave the door open when they're using the bathroom.
Well, do they? Because I'm a woman.
Hell yeah. Yeah, guys leave the door. Sometimes there's no doors on the stalls.
And my daughter tells me that the gay boy she's taking is going to look like Princess Diana.
Hold on.
She thinks that her sexuality is now male. She was raised as a woman. She was raised.
Well, wait a minute. If she wants to present as a man, though, doesn't that mean also using the can that way?
Now, Mr. Henry, you're thinking she's gonna squat over a hole.
No,
she wants to use a male's restroom.
Why does she want to use a male's restroom?
She's F. Lee Bailey.
Making a point that it should be okay.
Where's F. Lee Bailey? Where would he use the bathroom?
What do you mean? Where would F. Lee Bailey use the bathroom?
He'd use the man's bathroom.
Is this a costume party?
If a guy wanted to use the women's bathroom, he would have to go into stall, and all we would see is his ass. And we all have ass. I'm sorry, but I forgot I was on.
All you see is his ass. What do you mean? All you see is his ass.
Okay.
What do you mean? If he was in a stall, all you'd see is his ass?
No, I'm. Saying
how do you guys? What do you guys do? You turn around and sit backwards on the toilet?
I don't know what you're saying.
What do you mean? All you see is his ass.
If you use a female's restroom, there would be no urinal optional.
Exactly.
So even if he chose to leave the door open, all he would see is his butt. A woman can't physically use the urinal.
Now, here's the thing.
So what is the problem?
I can't hear. Hold on.
There's a movement to let the gay boy, this Princess Diana.
All right, hold on, will you please, Aaron? What are you saying, Steve?
No, I'm letting the lady finish.
Well, I can't hear either one of you guys.
Well, I was going to say... There's a movement to let the gay boy, the Princess Diana boy, he wants to use the female locker room to get changed before PE. Same with F. Lee Bailey.
Well, that's a whole nother issue.
What? No. See, that's what I'm saying, though. See, that's my point.
No, but they're not.
He's not addressing
a urinal in a male's restroom. That doesn't happen. We don't pee the same.
What about the guy, Princess Diana wants
out to you?
Are you saying to me, you've made that, I got that, Aaron, God, you know, I've had a wife and daughters, I understand. But here's the thing, the Princess Diana guy, he wants to use the female locker room. Now that's a whole different thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but I agree with Aaron.
Different than a restroom.
Yeah, see, I shouldn't have said that because I gave you all kinds of ammunition, Henry.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Doing good
Thank
with
you
the,
very
with,
much.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you out.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. And so anyway, Princess Diana. Now, she wants to use the female locker room, which, by the way, that's what you're supposed to say about a boy that's dressed, you know, like a lady. And,
oh, get out of here. I don't have to say that, man.
That's part of the GLBTQ.
What is Q, by the way?
Queer.
All right. Aaron, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Very good points. And 877-876-PHIL. Man,
you were rude to her. She agreed with me and everything.
I wasn't rude to her.
Yeah, I think you were because she was taking my side. And you were all about how you didn't want to see Effley Bailey using the lady's head.
Effley Bailey using the lady's head. I didn't want to see Effley Bailey using the man. And it ain't even Effley Bailey. It's this girl, Jenny Humphreys, right?
Yeah, but that she's presenting as Effley Bailey.
Let me ask you a question. Just do gay people, transgender people, is this girl transgender?
No, she's a girl.
And well, then she ain't presenting as a man. It sounds like this is more of a costume party.
No, she's presenting as Effley Bailey.
What does that mean, presenting as Effley Bailey?
Oh, boy, you are. My daughter's class told me during our during the mandatory GLBTQ re-education, and then when we came back for the intensive, the night class, they told me.
What do you mean the intensive night class?
Well, I can tell you, Mr. Henry.
You're going to school for what, two sessions a day to learn how to allow a 14-year-old girl to present as Effley Bailey at a formal dance?
Mr. Henry, your hatred.
There's no hatred, Mr. Bozell. There's a level of bemusement and confusion. When you say present, my education has been that there are transgender people and maybe even bisexual people, I don't know, who want to present as one gender or the other, okay?
Yeah, that is correct. And that's exactly what's going on. If you just, you know, would listen, what is going on here is the following. My daughter just gave me a note saying that I should plug the mandatory boot camp funding. We are looking for signatures. And
will you tell your daughter? I don't want to hear about your daughter, okay?
You don't want to hear about it. Yeah, my daughter just...
Oh, really? What'd she do?
Well, you don't want to know.
No, I do want to know.
She flipped you off.
Your 14-year-old daughter.
Yeah, she walked over and grabbed the phone and looked at the phone and went, just put her finger on it. Honey, don't do that. Can't do that. Yeah, she flipped it off again. She just pulled her pants down.
All right. You know what, Steve? You got problems at your house.
Mr. Henry, this is something. She's a little girl.
No, you got problems at your home far bigger, man, than whether or not some kid presents as Effley Bailey.
All right. What about the boy that wants to present as Princess Diana?
That is not presenting, man. That's a couple of people going to a costume party, as far as I can tell.
Well, would you like to sign on our petition for the mandatory boot camp that'll say...
877-876-PHIL. So remember, as part of your GLBTQ issues education, you may have a young lesbian female in your family who wants to present as Effley Bailey. So, not a man, Effley Bailey. 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, American Idol, the results. And boy, did the singer, she sucked. We're going to have to listen to her run the gauntlet there of the judges on American Idol, and then the stories that we couldn't get to in a world-famous Phil Henry show.
How do you present, Mr. Henry?
As Effley Bailey.
Phil Henry.
All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and let's get over to our American Idol news before we forget to get over to our American Idol news. And, you know, like I was saying to, who was it, the guy we had last week?
Andy Levy, he said America, he said American Idol blows.
Yeah.
Boy, you might want to get that stutter worked on, man.
What? I was eating something, man, or something. I had something wedged.
I eat a Cheeto, too, right?
Oh, yeah, those Cheetos. No wonder your face is yellow. Good Lord, man.
They don't have that dye.
Your face is all, like, pink and get out of here.
Yeah, well, wipe it off.
I'm good.
You giving them those Cheetos?
Yeah, we have a couple of them.
Man, I can't stand those things. They taste like crap. They get all over your hands. Keep that stuff out of here, will you? All right, American Idol narrows to a top 10. Paige Miles is out. That's the news. That's the big news. That's the only news, man. As American Idol narrowed its singers to the top 10 on Wednesday, eliminating Paige Miles after her faltering rendition of Against All Odds. It sucked. It really did. It was during a week in which contestants were mentored by teen pop star Miley Cyrus. That's who I blame. Because this poor girl, Paige Miles, probably trying to do everything that, that was asked of her. Okay, yes, I'll listen to Miley Cyrus. I'll do what she wants me to do. Well, she did what Miley Cyrus wanted her to do, and she got her ass booted off the show. Someone must pay. All right, let's go over here now to American Idol contestant Paige Miles, who lost her voice last week. She sucks big time here, all because of Miley Cyrus and what she did.
How can I just let you
I'm kidding about that.
Away, just let you leave without a trace.
Oh, God.
When I stand here taking every breath with you.
Can I tell you what's wrong with this?
No, I want to hear what Simon Cow has.
Yeah.
All right, but I already knew what was wrong with it. Anyway, here, we'll get to Simon. Here's Randy Jackson. He couldn't stand it.
Yo, man. Really? Honestly?
No.
I don't know if your voice is back or whatever's happening, but that was honestly terrible. It was terrible. Really, honestly, it was really, and I don't know, I don't even know, I mean, it just, there was nothing about it, it was
burn
great.
In hell.
There were pictures all over the place, nothing came together at all, I don't know. And I know you're probably better than that, so maybe you don't have your voice back, because I don't know, man, but it was terrible.
Can you dig it?
All right, next up, it was Cara DeGuardi, and she hated it too. That ain't Carol.
Paige, somewhere along the line, I think you stopped competing, and
can
you stopped
you dig
listening.
It?
To what we were saying, because you know that's a really big song. You took on the Mariah version, and if you're going to take that on, it better be spectacular. And I have to say, and I'm sorry to say it, it was the worst vocal that I've ever heard from you, and possibly of the season.
Oh, man. Now it's time for Simon Cowell.
To be honest with you, it was like there were five of you singing that song, and it got progressively worse each one. It was just all over the place. And the awful thing was, is that I knew the point you knew as well. And I think you're going to be in serious, serious trouble tonight, sweetheart. I really do. And I think what Cara said is right. It's like you stopped competing and you stopped believing in yourself. And it's such a shame because you were so good weeks ago. But that song, I think, has just killed you.
You guys butchered it up when you brought that Miley Cyrus in. I'm not saying that Miley Cyrus ain't any good, but the poor kid is trying to impress. Now she's got a professional singer, Miley Cyrus, if you call that, well, you know.
Yeah, her dad. And one other thing, too, that you missed. At least she has 10 breasts.
But, I'm done trying to interpret.
He didn't tell that. Simon Cowell said it was 10, there were 5 of her. So that made 10 breasts.
Oh, will you get out of here with that cornball? They're bringing in Miley Cyrus, but you know these kids, she's a kid, man, so that she's still very impressionable and she wants to do what people want her to do, and I'll bet you it just threw her off listening to whatever it was Miley Cyrus was telling her to do. I ain't saying Miley Cyrus is a bad singer, but she ain't this kid, and this kid ain't her. And I know it sounds like I'm making excuses for her, and I know it sounds like I'm, sounds as if I'm just a, you know, just a wee bit, I don't know,
cuckoo.
But that's how I feel. All right, guys, it's time now on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for the stories that we couldn't get to. Maybe we should have gotten to them sooner. Maybe we should have gotten to them not at all. I don't know. Did you send me the stories, man? Let me see here. This should be in my Google Talk file received. Here it is. Okay. All right, supersizing the Last Supper. Wait a minute. Is this from last night, Jace? What stories are these, man? So he sends me this stuff now. Oh, my God. Great show tonight, Phil. Thank you. You're welcome. All right, let's get to another story here then while we're waiting for that. First of all, this whole system is locked up on me. Well, what the hell, man? We could go back to American Idol. No, but the fact is that was a lousy job. And, you know, the kid, I gotta reboot my whole computer now. I don't know what this guy just sent me, but let's try this on for size. All right, it's time now for the stories that we couldn't get to here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Former Florida inmate gets 15 years in prison for trying to break back into jail. A Florida man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for violating his probation by trying to break into a Brevard County jail. A judge sentenced 25-year-old Sylvester Giles on Monday. He was convicted in January of trespassing on jail property and resisting an officer. Authorities say Giles tried to climb a 12-foot, 3.5-meter fence at the Brevard County Detention Center in August. He was caught. He was hospitalized with severe cuts from the barbed wire. He had been released a week earlier after accepting a plea deal on a manslaughter charge, so he's out of jail on manslaughter, and guess what? The guy is back inside! Giles had begged jail officials to take him back into custody, saying he feared retaliation from the victim's family. Well, that's a good point. Jail officials said they couldn't take him in and told him to file a police report. World-famous Phil Henry Show, produced by Jason Rantz. Technical director is Ralph Rodriguez. Don't forget our website. Big announcement coming tomorrow night. It's philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. We appreciate your listenership and your stewardship and your continued patronage. And until tonight or tomorrow morning, a very pleasant good morning from the El Pacifico.
Phil Henry.